as ever, the real value in these conferences. This one in particular, the hashtag BBC SMS, doesn't stand for text messaging, doesn't stand for, oh, we came up with a really interesting pun earlier on around desperate marketing. It stands for, what does it stand for?
Social Media Summit.
Yes, thanks. I'm standing with Sarah Dean, who is from, you said two organisations earlier on, is that because the latter has been taken over?
Yeah, I'm currently working for AOL and I have done for the past 2 years. But in the UK, we're preparing to launch the Huffington Post UK. So, and I'll be, when it launches, I'll be working on that site instead.
So what does it mean for you to be connected with the Huffington Post, and how do you think the Huffington Post will be received over here in the UK?
For me, it's really exciting because all through journalism school, it was always the online model that we all looked up to as, you know, great journalism and something with lots of technological innovations. So when I heard there was going to be a UK site, that was obviously great news for me. And in terms of the UK in general, there's already about 3 million users on Huffington Post US that are from the UK. So that was sort of the business case for it. Like, we have this huge audience, UK audience on it already. So why not make a UK version?
Because, yeah, it makes total sense. Every time I dip in, I'm obviously very conscious of the desperately very American content on there. There's always something that I find interesting, but I think it would be amazing. Is it curation? Is it aggregation, as that is so often said on the site?
Yeah, there's three sort of types of content on there. There'll be blogs, contributions from well-known people or people with interesting viewpoints. And then there'll be content from in-house writers, such as myself, who will be getting exclusives and, you know, doing interviews and getting all our own stories. We'll also be aggregating the best of the content on the web as well. So doing link outs, we don't steal people's content. It's about linking out to a really great story and being like, so the Huffington Post UK is somewhere you can come and you can get every story that you want on there. It might not be that it's our own content, but it links out to the content that we think's great.
So a bit of link love going on.
Yeah, lots of link love. Yeah.
Now, what kind of channels do you think you'll be dipping into? We were talking momentarily ago before I clicked record about audio. Will you be looking at all forms of multimedia?
I haven't heard so much about just audio, but definitely video, photos and text. So yeah, audio is something that I haven't heard much about in the plans. I don't know all the plans. I'm just a journalist working there. But maybe that's something they're going to look into.
Where does your passion lie? What would you like to focus on? What kind of news?
I really love investigative stuff and uncovering things and stories that make a difference to people's lives. And online is great for me because I love that whole immediacy. I love being the people that can break things. You know, I can't imagine myself now working at paper and sitting on something for a week to be printed. So, yeah, that's what I like about it.
So doesn't investigative journalism mean that you're going to actually have to get up off the desk, or can you do it all remotely now?
Yeah, you can do pretty much everything remotely, like with the iPads and the CMS.
Oh, when I mean remotely, I mean dipping into the conversations that are out there, or would you actually go out there and meet one-on-one with those that aren't necessarily using these channels?
What, so you mean like using Twitter and stuff for crowdsourcing? And
yeah,
there is that whole aspect to it, and a great way of finding sources. I like the idea of not being tied to my desk every day, so I certainly do still get to go to places. Last week I was in Cannes, you know, reporting from there every day and bringing back our own stuff. So
was that investigative celebrity journalism though?
I was kind of exposing the real side of Cannes, like the actual, it's seen as so glamorous and all these yacht parties, and I went out there quite naively thinking, ah, it's going to be great, I can just rock up to a celebrity and ask them like a question, when it was a completely different world. So just sort of writing like the really nitty gritty what it was really like being there.
Would you go back to Cannes?
Yeah, definitely go back. Hopefully maybe next year I can get a different level of accreditation, because there's all these different levels and I was only a blue, which is sort of fourth way down. So every year you go back you get bumped up higher, I think.
Oh wow, yeah. So my first experience of Cannes was just about to go on and do a talk, and Mike Sizemore had in a room George Lucas, Harrison Ford and Steven Spielberg, and he put them on Seismic, the right. Two-way kind of video conversational panel, and we were able to talk to them. Very strange.
Yeah, that's quite surreal. I mean, my experience was it was so controlled. Everything had been planned. I mean, I got I've got a couple of one-on-one interviews out there, but they are things that have been set up through film companies weeks before I'd gone out there. So actually being able to just turn up in a room and meet famous people and talk to them, that was quite hard.
So were you under the umbrella of AOL or Huffington Post then?
Yeah, AOL at the time, but also gathering stuff for when we launch Huffington Post.
Brilliant. So next time round, you will actually have a badge saying Huffington Post and they might go, we better give us some serious access.
I will indeed, yeah. Hopefully it's going to help with the access problems, yeah.
You have to probably have to be careful what you write this year, though.
Yeah, exactly. I was kind of like, I better throw in some film reviews as well rather than just exposés.
Yeah. Well, brilliant. Is there a date for the launch?
I think it's the first week of July.
But you probably weren't allowed to say that looking at your face.
I don't know. I really don't
know. You didn't hear that. Erase that from your mind. But we're going to get a UK version of the Huffington Post. I think this is quite exciting.
Very exciting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.